Erev Shabbos Parshas Matos, Klal Yisrael, Am Yisrael find themselves in the midst of a Milchama Mamish. Last week we spoke about the Nisei Nisim, the Nisim and the flows that are taking place right before our eyes in Eretz Yisrael. Unfortunately, this past week we lost one civilian, Doror Hanin, I believe his name is, and he was killed in a rocket attack in the Shomosh Avon Aliyah. I just saw this morning that unfortunately a Jewish person was killed on this plane that was shot down. And this morning, the boy's name is Eitan Barak, who was nifter during the night. So their neshama shavan aliyah, Hashem yinkom damav, and we need to step up. Remamish b'shas milchama. There's nothing to talk about, and we know, as we said last week, this is not a war with Hamas. It's all Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is shluchim. Hamas is a shliach. We certainly need to do shtadlus, there's no question about it, as we'll see in a moment in the parasha. We need tzahal to go in, but we also need, each one of us needs to raise our game as if we're on the front lines. There's no other option, there's no other approach. Our brothers are on the front lines fighting for Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Am Yisrael, and we need to be on the front lines. They say over that when the Entebbe hijacking of the planes took place, and Baruch Hashem, it was very successful. Unfortunately, we know that Yoni Netanyahu passed away in that rescue. But they said that Reb Chaim Shulevitz was older already, and he came in to give a shmooze right before the Tehillim that they were going to say. And the people that were there describe Reb Chaim Shulevitz got to the Bima, and he said, "You need to daven as if it's your father or your mother or your brother or your sister on that plane." And that was the entire shmooze. And that is the shmooze we need to inculcate, internalize into our frame of mind right now. Those young boys that are going in, those young men that have been flying these planes, trying to bomb our enemies in Gaza. Everybody in Klal Yisrael, the people in Sderot and Ashdod, Be'er Sheva, that are very much in line of fire, every single one of them is mamish, our brother and our sister. Doesn't matter if you're sitting right now in Yerushalayim, doesn't matter if you're sitting in New Jersey, New York, anywhere in America, it doesn't make a difference. We're mamish one. And many have said it, I heard it on the radio, the fact that we are in a milchama, the achdus is so much more palatable, so much more tangible, we feel it a lot more. And that's the first nekuda. We have to know that we need to feel as if our brothers are in the front line. We need to feel as if we need to push very, very hard in our own avodas Hashem as a schus for the protection and the success of Tzal and the people living in Eretz Yisrael. I had it siyata d'shmaya opened up to Alein HaShabeach, Sefer B'Midbar, to the page Tov Kuf Chof Beis, and right away we have Eitzah number one, what to do during times of war. And he quotes the Pasuk V'liv lo nifka mimenu ish, which literally means nobody was missing. As Rashi explains, nobody was missing. That they, 12,000 Jewish soldiers went in to fight with Midian, and they came back and not one was missing. How could it be such an ace? They killed thousands, they captured thousands, and nevertheless, not one Jewish soldier was harmed, was killed. Nobody was missing. What a schus, what an ace, how could it be? So says Yitzchak Zilberstein, perhaps one of the reasons why not one person was harmed, not one person was killed in that battle, is because of the midos that Klal Yisrael exemplified as they were preparing for war. And if you look back at Pasuk Vav, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Vav, Vayishlach Osam Moshe Elef Lamatel Et Tzava Osam Es Pinchas. Not that Pasuk. Vayishlach Osam Moshe Elef Lamatel Et Tzava Osam Es Pinchas, etc. Says Baal Turim, Vayishlach Osam Moshe Elef Lamatel Et Tzava Es Pinchas V'hanisim Lo Shalach Imohem. He did not send the Nesim, the heads of the tribes. That would have been the logical approach. Send the leaders of the tribes to lead the soldiers of every Shevet. Why didn't they send the leaders, the Nesim? Kedesh lo yizbaye Shevet Shimon, Shenerag Nesio. So not to embarrass Shevet Shimon because their Nasi was killed. Zimri. You see the tremendous midah of Beit Adam Chavero, not embarrassing a person. And perhaps that was one of the many zchusim that Klal Yisrael had, which allowed them to basically come out of the war unscathed. And when you analyze, when you think about it, the Nisim, it made the most sense to send them. But for one reason, you don't want to embarrass them. You want to embarrass Shevet Shimon. You hold back from using them as the leaders of the war. The fact that the Jewish people at that time were united, that allowed them to have the success and to be saved from the Oivim. So, Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein brings down a Maisa from the Tribune Rosh Yeshiva, Zatzal. How do you go about not embarrassing somebody? And he said that there was a time the Rosh Yeshiva needed to give rebuke to one of the Talmidim. And he knew that if you invited him to his office, everybody would know. So instead he told him to meet him in one of the classrooms, which was clear, probably talking to him and learning. He wasn't necessarily trying to, giving him a rebuke. And so he met him in one of the classrooms. And then after they met, and he told him what he had to tell him, he told him, you leave first by yourself, and I'll leave in a few minutes. This way nobody will know that you had to come in here and be given rebuke. That's just a way of showing sensitivity, not embarrassing somebody. So many times we're quick to put people down, give people advice, constructive criticism. But we have to be exceedingly careful not to embarrass them, exceedingly careful to show, as we know, says over there, in addition to the, we have to love him. Your rebuke has to come from love. So often, we're quick to look down upon people, think badly about the actions of other people, but do we know where they're coming from? Do we know their situation? Do they know their background? Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein brings down, let's say, Baalei Tshuva, who don't necessarily know, and you right away come over and you criticize. I once heard the following quote that from a certain Rav. He said, he's never met anybody in the world that likes to be criticized. Nobody. Certainly there are times and places that people need to be criticized. But it has to be done with so much sensitivity and so much thought. This Rosh Yeshiva, who I'm sure was a very, very busy person, he understood that this person needs to be told something. But how do I tell him in a way that doesn't embarrass him? And I want to add to that. This past week, I don't know if this email is going around, but I got an email about a story told over from Rabbanit Yamima Mizrahi, who goes around telling stories, and she tells a story about a young boy, 10 years old, who was in a resource room. He was amongst children with learning disabilities, getting special help, and the teacher who was teaching these young boys couldn't understand why this young boy was in the group. This boy was very bright and very capable, did not seem to have any learning disabilities. So finally, the teacher asked this young boy, this 10-year-old boy, why are you here? So the young boy responded, and I'll quote, I will tell you why I'm here, but I'm asking you not to tell anyone else. I have a friend with a learning disability. Our teacher told him that he needed remedial classes in the resource room. He was so embarrassed to be singled out as having to go to your classes. I told him that it was no big deal and that I also take remedial classes. That is why I come to you, so my friend will not be embarrassed. And the boy who came to my class, so not to embarrass his friend, was Gilad Shar, Hashem Yinkom Domo. And he was 10 years old at the time. What an incredible story. A 10-year-old doesn't want his friend to be embarrassed. How quick are we to embarrass our friends? So one point in one Eitz Tova, and perhaps this was what saved the Jews when they fought, the soldiers that fought in Midian, not to embarrass people. To go to the highest degree of sensitivity, of care, to the feelings of our friends. And even people we're not friendly with, let's say there's somebody you don't really like so much, and you like to bother him, you like to insult him, you like to make fun of him, don't. Especially, you should never do it, but specifically during times of war when we need to do anything and everything we can to unite and to show benam l'chavero. And now I want to take it to the next, I want to go a little bit further. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamish running the world. And if you look at the fact that last night went into Gaza last night on Erev Parshas Matos, and this week's Parsha tells us Elef Lamate Perak Lamed Aleph Pasuk Dalet Elef Lamate L'chamatos Yisrael Tishlchu L'tzava V'yimasru. Next Pasuk V'yimasru M'alfa Yisrael Elef Lamate. So the Medrash tells us, you know what the three Elef Lamate means? 1,000 for every tribe. So there are 1,000 soldiers, 1,000 people, another 1,000 who watched over the vessels, the equipment, and another 1,000, and another 1,000, says the measures for tefillah. And the Medrash tells us how to succeed in war. And you have to understand that even though there was a haftacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to go, you still needed 1,000 to daven for every soldier that was there. And we see this as well in Chazal. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Mem Tesam, Mer Aleph, Ilmolei David, Lo Osa Yov Milchoma, says Rashi, Ilmolei David, Shai Osek Batorah, Lo Osa Yov Milchoma. Yov wouldn't do the Milchoma without the Torah of David. Aval Zchusa Shal David, Omedes Lo Yov Milchamosav Shal David. The Torah of David helped Yoav. The Gemara in Malchus Dav Yud Amar Aleph Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. What does it mean when it says Omdos Hayu Raglenu B'Sha'arayach Yishlayim Mi Garmel Raglenu Shiyamdu B'Milchama? Who allows the legs to stand in war? Sha'aray Yishlayim Shaya Oiskim B'Torah. This is it, Rabbi Osai. The only way the soldiers were successful in Midian was they needed these 1,000 people davening for them, as the Medrash tells us. And you have to understand, I think the stakes are even higher. I heard from one of my rebbeim. In the times when they went to war with Midian, they had 1,000 for the soldiers, 1,000 for equipment, 1,000 for davening. But you know what? In those times, you know what they had? What went with them? Rashi tells us, Klei HaKodesh, Ze'aron Ha'atzitz. They had the Aron, they had the Tzitz, they had other Schusim going with them. And nowadays, unfortunately, we have no Aron Kodesh, we have no Tzitz. We have our brothers, Mamish, fighting for our lives, fighting for Klai Yisrael. This is not a time to sit and read the news for 18 hours a day and how the Tzal is doing. Of course, you should stay informed, there's no question about it. But now's the time to feel like you're on the front lines. The Parsha of this week tells us every soldier needed somebody to daven for them. There happens to be a number, you know, you can call. I heard it on the radio. You can call 02, if you're calling for America, 011-9722-581-1911, if I'm not mistaken. 581-1911. And you can get the name of a soldier to daven for, to learn for. I got a call last night from a neighbor that there's somebody in my building. He's not a combat soldier, but he's involved in Rabbanut or something. Anyway, he's going to an army base today, and he called up and he said to all the neighbors, I'm going at 12 o'clock this afternoon. Bake some cookies for Shabbos for these soldiers. We need to feel achdus, not just with the soldiers, but with every Jew that we're in contact with, every Jew that we come across. And we need to not stam, be mechazek a little bit in our davening. Oh, okay, I'll say tilim after davening. Oh, I'll learn something concrete. Take a Kabbalah upon yourselves. Grab a name. Beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is all Min HaShemayim. The fact that, I feel terrible about this. I think his name is Dror Hanin, who passed away this past week from a rocket. But after 1,200 rockets, one person passed away. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all. It's Ani Mamin Bemuna Shlema Shabori Yisbaruch Shmo. Who also viyaseh l'chol masim, who manhig l'chol abaruim. I said it backwards, but okay. That's what we have to be mechazekin. We get so complacent. We get too complacent. We have to think about the fact that our brothers are in the line of danger, and they're trying to protect Klal Yisrael. And be'ezus Hashem, for mechazek in our Torah. And mechazik in our tefillah, and mechazik in our midos, in our ben adam l'chaveru, but ezus Hashem, so too we have this chus. We can. I also. This is another way of davening. We say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Parashas Matos l'nifgod mimenu ish. With the war in Midian, not one person was missing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do that. If you read the news and you read how Hamas is talking, that they're going to hurt us. It doesn't make a difference. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know that you are the Almighty. You are all-powerful. I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I recognize that you can protect every single Jew living in Eretz Yisrael and every single soldier. It's possible, because you are in charge of the world, that nothing could happen to us. And on top of that, you know, on the one hand, we think to ourselves, the thousands of people davening, what does it make a difference to my tefillah, my extra few words of Tehillim? And one of the ways that I try to convince myself and tell myself that my tefillah counts is that you never know. Let's say one person is going to get an injury. Your words could make his injury that much less severe. Or you can have a guy, think about it, a soldier who's fighting with somebody, and it's becoming very, very hard to overcome the enemy. It could be that your tefillah pushes him over the top and he's able to persevere and survive and be successful in knocking down that particular enemy. Every single ma'aseh that we do, the Torah that we learn, the davening that we do, the midos and the chesed that we do, each minute to the slightest detail is a schus for our brothers fighting here in Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us and all of Klal Yisrael a wonderful Shabbos. And we should see the Geulah Shleimah here. Amen.